iHeart Podcasts.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
It's November, and you know what that means?
National Saxophone Day is coming up.
That is true. I've seen all the fun holidays coming up, but that's not actually what I'm thinking. The percentage of people sporting mustaches is about to rise significantly. That's your clue.
Yeah, that's right. It's Movember.
Yeah, I was looking up some of the history of Movember, and I thought the origin story from Adam Garone. He's the chief Mo-bro, as he's listed, and the co-founder of the Movember Foundation. I thought it was pretty funny as he talked about how the idea started. This was back in 2004. It all came up over a few beers. And I don't know if you've ever seen his TED Talk from 2011, but he explains it this way. He says, "It was my brother, me, and a mate having a few, and the conversation turned to 70s fashion. How everything seems to be coming back in style, and after a few more beers, we said, what about the mustache? Why hasn't that come back? Then one more beer, and it was, whatever happened to the mustache?" And so the day ended with the challenge to bring the mustache back. A year or so later, they decided to let the mustache movement raise some money, specifically for men's health. This includes prostate and testicular cancer research, and they've now raised more than $500 million since then. $500 million. Is that not incredible?
That is crazy. So is this the year you're going to rock like a Freddie Mercury mustache?
You know, I'm thinking more of a, like a William Howard Taft handlebar is going to be my style this year.
Seems appropriate.
Either way, today feels like the right day to share some of our favorite facts about mustaches. So let's get started. Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hattikader. And on the other side of the soundproof glass, somehow miraculously sporting the most incredible Wilford Brimley walrus stash is our friend and producer Tristan McNeil. How in the world did we not notice he's been growing a mustache? So impressive. And we're also joined by two of our friends here in the How Stuff Works family. We've got Eve's Jeffcoat. You guys recognize her as the one we acknowledge in the credits, being responsible for getting the show to your ears. She knows the magic codes to make the show appear wherever you listen to your podcast. So welcome, Eve.
Yeah, something like that. Thanks.
Something like that. We've also got Alex Williams. He's on the audio engineering team with Tristan, so I'm guessing he's just as surprised as we are at that massive mustache. But welcome, Alex.
I am always surprised and impressed by Tristan McNeil.
A legend. All right, well, let's get started. So now neither of our guests have mustaches, but both claim to know a ton about them. So we thought we would give them a shot. You ready to kick us off, Eves?
Yeah, let's do it.
You get fact number one. Go for it.
So mustaches, surprisingly, have protective health benefits.
Really?
Yeah, they do. So they block some of the effect of ultraviolet radiation from getting to your skin, lowering the risk for skin cancer. So usually, you know, UV radiation that gets to your skin can cause skin cancer because it damages the DNA in your skin cells. And mustaches can help a lot with that because they reduce the radiation exposure to a mere one-third.
Wow. So if you could just have a mustache all over your face, you could be, which is kind of like a beard, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's called a mustache at that point.
But that 3 inches, you are super protected. That's impressive. All right. Fact number one. Good job, Eves. All right, Alex, what you got for us?
Groucho Marx.
Okay.
What do you think of for Groucho Marx? I think of it as like the glasses with the attached nose.
Yes.
And the attached mustache that you can just kind of put on as a...
Totally.
Like for Halloween, for instance. Well, didn't really have a mustache. Well,
what?
He sometimes had a mustache. But that mustache, his iconic one, was grease paint.
No way.
Just a big smear of grease paint. Yeah, sometimes he would grow like a little thin mustache, but then he would paint grease paint over it for his when he was in character, when he was doing a performance.
Oh, that's crazy.
Apparently, when he was doing 5 vaudeville shows a day, he stopped using like what you'd normally think of, like a little like glue-on furry mustache, because the glue was wearing away his upper lip. He said, quote, "It was becoming progressively thinner," which is disgusting.
The upper lip, that is.
So when you say, yeah, the upper lip.
Okay.
So when you say a Groucho Marx mustache, what you really mean is like two mustaches simultaneously existing, like a real one and a grease paint one. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
I'll have to remember that for my costume next year.
Yes, yes. All right, well done. All right, Mango, you got a first fact?
Yeah, definitely. So After our show on the Guinness Book, I've been kind of obsessed with records. And, you know, as are my people, we talked about this on the show, but no one seems to gain as much satisfaction out of being in the Guinness Book as Indians. And so it isn't that much of a surprise, but the person with the longest mustache ever is this guy named Ram Singh Chauhan, who sports a 14-foot long mustache.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here's his quote, right? Quote, "To me, the mustache means everything. It is priceless." And so maintenance on his lip mitten is no small thing. He spends up to 2 hours a day washing, cleaning, grooming, and brushing his stash. And because it's so long, to avoid tripping on it, he actually wraps it around his neck a few times. I know, it's like a scarf.
He could protect so many people from skin cancer. That's really impressive. I was also wondering where you were going with my people. I wasn't sure what that was going to be.
Yeah. Delawareans. It's actually Indians.
Good job. Well, you're not going to be surprised by my first fact because, as you know, I've always been a fan of Salvador Dali's mustache. And mm-hmm. I thought there was a pretty funny quote in 1954 in an interview when he was asked whether his mustache was intended to be a joke. Dali actually responded by saying it was the most serious part of his personality. He even wrote a book about his mustache. It was called, appropriately, Dali's Mustache, and it contains 28 black and white photographs of Dali with various phases of his mustache. So it's important. If you haven't checked this out before, you need to see it.
There's a crazy story from Esquire, I guess like a few years ago in the magazine, in the editor's note, they talked about how these three editors were in an elevator with a guy with a handlebar mustache. And after he got off, they decided together that the ironic mustache was over. It was just a serious, great mustache.
That was the moment. Oh, wow. Nice. All right. So that's my Dali fact. What do you got, Eves?
So I have another Dali fact.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
It's worthy of two facts.
Yeah. Also about his mustache, okay. Surprisingly.
Yeah. I should hope so, seeing as this is about mustaches.
Yeah. So he died in 89, but earlier this year, a woman came forward claiming that she was his daughter.
Okay.
So they exhumed his body to get DNA samples to do that test. And when they exhumed his body, they found that his amazing mustache was still intact.
No way.
Yeah. I don't know if the wax was still there or not, but okay. The hair was definitely still there. And the reason for that is the keratin in your hair is pretty tough. It can last for a lot of years, you know, once you're in the grave. The embalmer actually said that it was a miracle, but it wasn't quite a miracle because it's actually just science.
I wonder how long that will last, though. How much longer it will take for hair to break down?
Well, you know, the oldest corpse ever found with hair still attached on its body was 9,000 years old.
Oh, so, wow.
I mean, I don't know if Dali's will last that long.
They'll
but...
have to dig him back up in 9,000 years and see if there's still a mustache.
And what kind of stylish mustache did that 9,000-year-old corpse have?
I don't know. It probably didn't have a name. We may have to create our own name for it.
That's unbelievable. 9,000 years. That's really impressive. All right, good job. Nice fact there, Eves. All right, Alex, what you got for your last fact?
Well, on the subject of corpses, you can kill yourself shaving. I don't really shave very often, and I probably will never again after I learned this. So Henry David Thoreau's brother, John, who he was very close with, died on New Year's Day. He was shaving on New Year's Day. Maybe it was part of his resolution. Nicked his finger on his razor, got lockjaw, and ended up dying because of illnesses related to that. So Henry David Thoreau showed symptoms of lockjaw shortly after that, despite being no medical reason. He didn't have a cut or anything.
Really?
And it was thought that it was just a psychosomatic reaction to his brother dying of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Okay, you guys ever heard of Lord Carnarvon?
I don't think I know Lord Carnarvon.
He is the first man to die of the supposed King Tut's curse.
Okay.
Okay. He also died due to shaving.
Man.
Yeah, so this is, if you weren't scared enough already, he had a mosquito bite. And he sliced it open while shaving, went septic, and he died because of that.
This all just got really dark, but that's impressive.
It's good. Disgusting.
This is why you don't shave.
I very infrequently do, and I probably won't anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good second fact. Mango, what's your last fact?
So this is a little lighter than Alex's fact here, but there are, of course, like lots of types of mustache paraphernalia out there for the mustache enthusiast. And, you know, there are mustache combs, there are mustache brushes, tonics, waxes. But the best mustache gear I found online, and Stacy tipped me off on this, was the mustache spoon. Now, have you guys heard of this?
I have not.
So the mustache spoon was apparently patented in 1868, and it was carried around by dandies. And it's pretty clever. It's basically like a spoon with a little guard on top. It's like a half cover with a little hole in it that you can sip out of. And the whole point is to protect your elegant mustache curls from coming in contact with hot soup or foods. And all I know is that if I was in the mustache spoon business, I'd be marketing the heck out of it in Movember.
Yeah, seriously. That seems like a worthy product. And it's been around since before 1900?
Mm-hmm. That's 1868.
Crazy. Okay, well, I feel like we can't have an episode on mustaches without talking about Burt Reynolds, right? So I wanted mm-hmm. to find a fact about Burt Reynolds. And actually, I was curious why Burt Reynolds had grown a mustache in the first place. But you might remember this from his book called But Enough About Me. I'm sure we've all read this before.
Of course. I read it. Well, I read it for today.
For today, yeah, in preparation. Good. You're good at prepping for this. So he actually says that he grew it to differentiate himself from Marlon Brando. So apparently earlier in his career, without the mustache, he apparently looked like Brando and people would follow him down the street thinking that he was the Godfather. So he decided to grow a mustache. And now you can't think of him without a mustache,
That's
right?
That's ridiculous.
It is a very specific reason. So anyway, good job on your first facts. I don't know, Mango. We have to declare a winner at some point here. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I like that Dolly's miracle mustache. I feel like that was the fact that was most interesting.
That hair lasts that long. Plus the fact these guys both had great facts, but the fact that Eves is responsible for getting the show to people's ears, I think, gets her a bonus point. So Alex, congratulations on second place. And Eves, congratulations on taking home the trophy today.
I'm honored to have it.
I reject your ranking of facts.
It's the first time it's ever gotten contentious here in the PTG room. So thank you guys for listening today. We'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow.